Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Beautiful sounds on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And that is Luludikana, Death, Life and Death. And we were talking about the power of the tongue with my queen. And she's in the studio with me right now. Her husband says to me that the Mofokeng is like, you know, her transport. Mara. My queen, if you can put on... On the table. No, the first ones, those that are near you. Now you can make war, ne?
Yeah.
So I'm like waving. So your husband says, yo, the transport that was supposed to bring her. But you are finally here.
Yes.
And you're wearing your, what do we call it?
We call it a sash. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, a power of sash.
Mrs. Africa Classic is in the house. So we were talking life and death, and we gave you the sounds of Luludikana, life and death. And before that, Spoonie says, say amen. And we are saying amen. Praises unto the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings for this life in front of us. And you started using your tongue.
Yes.
Look at you. Who can tell that when you are diagnosed with lupus?
It can only be Master Jesus.
Yeah, nobody can tell.
Absolutely.
And so you joined the Mrs. Africa Classic. Tell us about that quickly.
Yes. And bear in mind, this is what I used to do growing as a girl.
Yeah.
Yes.
You used to be a model.
Mrs. Gladi, Mrs. And then I go to high school, and then I will be a Mrs. Teenager. Mm-hmm. So this is something that I was growing, doing this.
Yeah.
And it was nice. I continue. And then I got married. And then I asked my husband, you know what? I used to do this. Then he said,
You can go ahead. Yeah.
I remember with the boys going, all together with the queen, me as being me.
Yeah.
And it was okay. It was nice, doing the modeling. It was nice in front of them, fashion show. And little did I know that something big is coming.
Sure. You were not waiting for that.
Yes. And to be honest, I did not see that coming.
So in your life's journey, have you find that or have you learned that we should be ready for anything as Christians?
Absolutely.
Any attack?
Absolutely.
Should we be on guard?
Yes, because here I am. I said, but Lord, why me?
Yeah.
Why not those people on the street?
Yeah,
I am the one who is helping them.
Yeah.
I am the one who's taking good care of them.
Sure.
Then why are you taking me? The person who's taking good care of them.
So who's going to take care of them?
Exactly, Lord, who's going to take care of them?
I hear you.
So you know the Lord. So when the Lord is alleviating your priesthood, there's something that he needs to do.
Mm.
And especially as a child of God who is willing to listen to God, who is willing to be faithful, then Lord wants to alleviate your priesthood.
Mm.
That it came, costly. It's very costly to follow the Lord.
Hmm.
And he says, I want you to listen. I want you to be obedient.
Mm.
Let me do this.
Mm.
Sometimes I say, oh, no, Lord, no, this I cannot do.
Mm.
You want to follow me? Just listen.
Mm.
You're going to do it.
Mm.
I know it's not nice, but you're going to listen.
Mm.
You have to follow my instructions.
Mm.
It's not easy to follow the Lord's instruction.
Yeah.
To obey the commandments,
especially when your body is telling you the opposite.
Yes, the body is telling you no.
Yeah.
No, you can't. I mean, people will even say no. Until the Lord is in your story.
Mm.
So you have to listen. So you will decide. I will listen to you, Sibongile, or I will listen to the master.
Mm.
So I have to choose.
Even if, like, in listening to my body or listening to the Lord as well.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yes.
And so you continued professing and using your tongue.
Yes. yes.
Tell me about your improvement. What were the doctors saying about it?
On Monday, I was with my doctor for the seizures.
Yeah.
You know what he said to me?
Yeah.
You are doing extremely well.
Yeah.
Now we are going to see you twice a year.
Hmm.
Because I used to go every month.
Mm.
Every month they need to see.
Mm.
So
it was CT scans and
did you fall? What happened?
Mm.
I had to be honest.
Mm.
Yes. And one other thing also, I did not like medication.
Mm.
Because
who
I
does?
Felt that, you know what, it's damaging my body.
Yeah.
But as a child of God, pray. Inject yourself with the blood of the Lamb. Take out every toxin that is not needed.
Mm.
I had to do that. Sometimes it's like, oh, come on, you're lying.
Mm.
I had to do that.
Mm.
Because as I'm saying that, I wanted to see the power of God. I wanted to see the word of God in me.
Mm-hmm.
So that I will go and tell people that indeed the word of God is active and alive.
Mm-hmm.
He's not lying.
So when you look at lupus today, what do you say?
I said, lupus, I told you.
Yeah.
I told you that that God that I serve,
mm-hmm.
He heals all the diseases.
Mm.
And it's not a joke. Mm. It's not a joke at all.
Were there times where you would find yourself using your tongue but in tears and not even believing at some point that what I'm saying is coming to pass?
Small, that is so true.
Yeah.
I don't want to lie.
Mm.
Because I saw that every day. And every day, because these seizures, they will attack me 1 a.m.,
mm.
2 a.m.
Mm.
And I thank God once more for my husband.
Mm.
He was always there.
Yeah.
He couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
I saw my husband losing weight,
sure.
And I couldn't do anything because I'm looking at him. I couldn't comment. I couldn't talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. The boys are still growing.
Mm.
The boys, they have to help mommy.
Mm.
If daddy's not there, the boys must be here.
Yeah.
Yes, helping mommy.
Mm.
Mommy, take the medication.
Mm.
The boys have to know what medication to take. They have
to learn. At what time.
Exactly.
Mm.
Yes.
So for somebody who is going through a journey today, might be lupus, might be another kind of disease that's there. It might be another kind of life circumstances and challenges that are there that look terminal, that look destroying, that look like, yeah, indeed, when you look at them, you're like, indeed, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. What do you say to them? Because you found yourself in that space. What would you say to that person today?
You know what? Life, it's not easy.
Mm.
And what I've realized that the Lord, it was not in his plans to harm me. That's one thing that I love. It's not easy, but you need to push.
Yeah.
It's not easy. I can imagine this woman, Luke 18, this widow.
Mm.
She persisted. And I was asking myself, I mean, woman, why are you persisting? The king says, and besides, that king never had a fear of the Lord.
Mm.
So there's no chance here that you will get your justice.
Mm.
But she persisted.
Yeah.
She persisted.
Mm.
Despite the results, she persisted going to the king. So that's me. I also took that verse to apply it in my life. Lord, whether you heal me, you don't heal me, I'm going to persist coming to you as a child of God.
Mm.
Yes. Persist.
Yeah.
Until, especially if you want to challenge the Lord. Challenge him with his word.
Mm.
That, Lord, I'm coming to you.
Mm.
I'm persisting. I'm coming to you.
Mm.
I know you said you'll never leave me nor forsake me.
Mm.
And to be honest with others, sometimes with lupus, lupus doesn't want you to do anything.
Yeah.
You must sit there. You must be fed.
Mm.
They must do something for you. You cannot lift your leg,
yes,
your arm.
Yes.
But I'm saying, especially to the lupus group, guys, go. Go out in the house.
Mm.
Go to the kitchen.
Yeah.
Make yourself some tea.
Mm.
Yes, and then you'll feel stronger.
Mm.
The next day, go outside in the street and then come back home.
Yeah.
The next day, go. two streets.
Mm.
Yes, because it doesn't want you to do anything. Mm. So I'm saying to those who are going through the obstacles, go. Go, push.
It is possible to
break. It is possible.
Obstacles.
Possible.
Sure, my queen, thank you so much for taking these steps.
Yes.
Because when you did that, yes, you were doing it for yourself as well, but
yes,
you were not only doing it for yourself, but for others, so they can see Christ in you.
Yes.
And that He is able to heal. He's able to break obstacles. And today you say persist, 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 and you will see the end result. May the Lord keep keeping you. Mm-hmm. I think there's more that we need to talk to you about in the coming months, and so that we can grow and be strengthened. But congratulations once more.
Thank you.
And may you also get a crown that goes with this crown when you get to heaven. Or itimile tiara. You know, where's the tiara? But thank you so much for coming through and empowering us.
Thank you.
Also reminding us that we can do all things through Christ, and also reminding us that we need to remember the power lies on our tongues.
Absolutely.
Yes. It might have seemed like you were surrounded by the enemy, but the enemy didn't know that God is surrounding him. And so you, the ones who are with you are more than the ones who are attacking you. Thank you for coming through, and thank you for fighting this. And may the Lord keep keeping you. For family members seeking to talk to you, how do they get hold of you?
They can get hold of me on all social media at Mpo Mofokeng, or they can contact me on my cell phone 072 396 3886. 072 396 3886.
Thank you, and congratulations, Mrs. MM. We'll talk further with you in the coming months.
Amen.
We're playing you out with the sounds of Michael Whitaker Smith, Surrounded, Fight My Battles. Enjoy it. And we say, Germany, Johan Els, hello, 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 hello. And hello to Mpo, who is Ndade Mane, Mpo Mane, who is on the controls. Until next week, have a great one.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.